So we'll discuss a little bit about the idea of birthdays. We all know many people celebrate birthdays throughout the world. Today it's very popular, and depending what age you are, there's some birthdays which are more special than others. But let's just discuss the issue in general. Is celebrating a birthday, is that a Jewish concept? Or perhaps it's Chukas Hagayim, perhaps it's something we learned from the Gentiles being in Chutz Laaretz, being out of the land of Israel for so long with no temple. Have we learned these customs from, is this a non-Jewish source, or perhaps it's viewed positively in Judaism? So let's go through a couple of different opinions. So there's the Harugos Habosim who writes that birthdays are in a happy day, because basically it's a very serious day. It's one day closer to Yom HaDin. So it's kind of like Rosh Hashanah. It's a Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, it's a Yom HaDin. It's a time of seriousness. And therefore, maybe so you shouldn't be overjoyed at your birthday because you're getting closer to going to the heavenly court, the base in Shamala. Like there was a card I saw that life isn't over at 60, but you could start seeing it from there. In other words, it's a serious time. It's not like your fifth birthday where you know, you're a little child. But so maybe, so according to Rugas Abosim, maybe it's not a happy occasion, so it should be a time of contemplation. And Cheshbon HaNefesh, and see how you become a better person and try to improve on yourself. So that's the Arugas Abosim, says it's not a happy day. The Minchas Eliezer writes, it's not a Jewish custom at all to celebrate a birthday. He says, in fact, we know it says in the Gemara, whatever it means exactly, but it says in the Gemara, Noach Ola Adam Shalom Nivra, was better not to be created. So if it was better not to be created, why am I celebrating a birthday? It's better off, it implies it's better that it should be here. So whatever it means exactly, the Minchas Elazar does not go for celebrating birthdays. However, a Tzadik HaKohen seems to take a different approach. He quotes the Gemara and Megillah on Daf Yud Gimel, that the whole story with Purim and Haman, where does the name Purim come from? From poor, from drawing lots, the lottery, etc. So it was a whole big joke to Haman and to the anti-Semites, let's kill the Jews. Oh yeah, Purim, let's make a lottery. And they picked Adar because it was the month that Moshe Rabbeinu died. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu died on Adar, so they figured it's a good time to kill all the Jews. However, they didn't realize that Moshe Rabbeinu also was born on Zayin Adar as well, as the Gemara, as Rashi says, Kedai Haleda Shavacha Peres Hamisa, that the birth atones for the death, that the fact that he was born on that day has a greater element that they died on that day. It reminds me of a comic strip I saw a long time ago. It was someone who went to a witch doctor and wanted to find out what day they would die. So the witch doctor said, you're going to die on a Tuesday. So he told the witch doctor, I want you to eradicate all Tuesdays. I want you to take away Tuesdays, and therefore I'll live forever. So the witch doctor took away Tuesday and the person disappeared. He was also born on a Tuesday. So in other words, so therefore you have to look at both sides. So Rashi writes, it's true that Moshe Rabbeinu died on Zayin Adar, but he was also born, and therefore the Kedai HaLeda Shemachaper Es HaMisa. You know, because we have, and this like we have on the opposite, on the opposite spectrum, again, which is a discussion, but Yortzeit. There's a whole discussion whether Yortzeit is fast or feast. In the Shulchan Aruch, in the Litvak, they assume you fast, it's Mazel Ra. There's something about, it's a Yom HaMisa. Of course, it's mixed emotions. You learn so much from the person who passed away, but it's a Mazel Ra, the person died on that day. So therefore, it's a time of tefillah, it's a time of fasting. Among the Hasidim, they say it's a time of feasting, that we actually, it's the like Rishon Bar Yochai, in terms of we celebrate the person's death, etc. But whatever the pshat is, that's for another time. But the point being, it's like Yom HaLeda is a Mazel Tov, so too, Yortzeit is a Mazel Ra. So Rav Sadek says that birthday is a good Mazel. So therefore, if you're planning on starting Daf Yomi, on your birthday is a good time. If you're planning to have a Seder, Daf Yom, if you're planning to get a new Chavrusa, start learning, on your birthday is a good day. Or if you into the stock market, maybe picking stocks on your birthday maybe is a good Mazel, etc. Or betting on a game, gambling, whatever the issue might be, of course, when it's permitted, under the conditions that it's permitted. But either way, Rav Tzadik writes, not like Darogas Abosem, not like the Minchas Eliezer, he seems to say, it's a good thing. It is a Jewish custom that one should celebrate birth. It's a Mazel Tov. It's a good time. It's a good time, and it's a good omen. You should start things on that day. The Ben Yehoyada points out, in fact, that's the pshat, the Gemara in Brachas, and Daf Chav Ches. The Gemara has an incident we're familiar with, if not from the Gemara, from the Haggadah Shel Pesach that we read every year. The famous story with Rabbi Elezer ben Azariah, who was 18, and he became the Nasi, so didn't look right, and little 18-year-old is the Nasi. So overnight, his beard turned gray, and he looked much older. So the Ben Yehuda points out, the Gemara says, Ahu Yoma, on that day, he claims on that day was his birthday. And on your birthday, Nisim happened. That you have a good Mazel, and therefore you should try to start things on your birthday. So it's a good thing to celebrate birthdays. However, and in fact, the Ben Yehuda writes, Kol Adam Yase Yom HaLeda Yom Tov Liatzmo. You should make it your own personal Yontif. Like a Sheva Brachas, like a wedding. Your birthday should be your own personal Yontif, and you should be celebrating. And therefore, he said, he writes, the meaning in my house is to celebrate birthdays. He had birthdays in his house. And however, he quotes, some have a custom, when you celebrate your birthday, well, you would think on the day of your birth. However, he says, no. Some have a meaning to celebrate on the Yom HaBris. And he writes, Yafa Minhag Miyo. This is a beautiful minhag, a beautiful custom to celebrate your birthday, have your birthday party on the day of the bris. Of course, it might take some effort telling your kids to wait 8 days for another gift. But however, he says it's a tremendous, I don't know if it was his own, I don't think it was his minhag, but he says there are those who had that minhag, and it's a beautiful minhag. So we'll have to understand that why celebrate a birthday on your bris milah on the day of your circumcision. So we'll come back to that very shortly after we discuss the Chasam Sofer in the Toritz Moshe. I think it's Parshas Vayera, when we spoke about the pasuk V'higamel es Yitzchak. And they're talking about over there, the context of about the bris of Yitzchak. So Rashi quotes two explanations. What does it mean, V'higamel es Yitzchak? So what was going on? It seems they had a suda. So Rashi learns that it was this after 24 months. After 24 months when he stopped nursing, so therefore they made on basically 24 months, on Yitzchak's second birthday, they made a big suda. That's what it seems to say. They made a suda, a big meal, a big party on Yitzchak's second birthday, 24 months after he stopped nursing. And the second pshat Rashi gives is Behigamel, the Hey Gimel, He Gamel, Hey numerical value 5, Gimel 3. It's the eighth day they were celebrating with the Sudas Bris Mila. They were having a big Suda. It was the 8 days after he was born. They did the circumcision. They had a big party. So the Chasam Sofer says there's an apparent contradiction in Rashi. Because Rashi writes in one place, 2 years, 24 months. They were celebrating his second birthday. And the second Rashi says, what are you talking about? It was 8 days they were celebrating the Sudas Bris Mila. So the Chasam Sofer writes, no. No contradiction. They complement one another. We know we have a tradition. Yitzchak was born on Pesach. So what was he going to eat now? They're no longer nursing. Well, how much could you eat? Matzah. I don't know if he ate kabrux, not kabrux. There wasn't too much to eat. So 24 months later on Pesach, they waited till after Pesach, they waited 8 days later. So that's what he's saying. They finished weeding Yitzchak, and therefore, when did they celebrate the birthdays? Every year on the Yom HaMila. So the birthday, it's all the same thing. They were celebrating Yitzchak's birthday, but they followed that Yafeh Minhag, that beautiful Minhag that some have, of celebrating their birthday on the day of the Bris. Why is this? Why would you celebrate a birthday on the Yom HaBris? Like, why not celebrate on the day the person's born? So, the Mefarshim point out, many of the Achronim, that the Yom HaBris is the Gemar HaLeda. It's the completion of the birth. Of course, you were completed when you were born, but from a spiritual level, as we'll see, what is the mila accomplish? It takes away the arlas halei. Not only does it take away the physical impediment of being an arl, but spiritually speaking, you're kind of ready now to be osek batorah. As Rabbi Kiva Eger writes, that when a child is circumcised, the minhag is the father to make lahachnes bebriso shel Avram Avinu. That's the minhag that the father makes the bracha. However, let's say the father's not around. So Rabbi Givir says, he quotes, well, the Rama writes, you give it to the tzaddik. If the father's not around, you give it to the tzaddik. So the Lilos Ephraim writes that he gets into the whole discussion that when you do a Brit Mila, you're removing the Arla Salev, and now he's Mukshur with Talmud Torah. He's getting ready. You're preparing him so he can learn Torah. So Rabbi Kiva Eger writes that once you give the grandfather, if the father's not around, Lachdas Babriso, you give it to the grandfather, not the tzaddik. Why? Because based on the Rambam, and we see that in Lakewood, people will tell me that they send a tuition bill to the father, to the grandfather. The father's already in kolo, he doesn't have any money. They send a tuition bill to grandpa, the paternal grandpa, maybe they send it to both, I don't know what they do, but the Rambam talks about paternal grandpa. He's chayev in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, the chiyuv is on the father and the grandfather. So therefore, he says, since the grandfather is chayev in the mitzvah of he's obligated to make sure his grandson learned Torah. And the purpose of Bris Mila, as the Olos Ephraim writes, is to be makshu, a kid for Talmud Torah. It's fitting that the grandfather should be making debrachu lahachnis bebriso shavram avinu, which is mokshrum for Torah, because he has an obligation. And that's what Rav, and that's what it means, that the Brit Mila is the Gemar HaLeda. It's a Leda Arechta. It's a continuation. It's the conclusion of the birth. In fact, that's why we know we have the concept of Zrizin Magdimin LaMitzvahs. We have a general principle. We try to do a mitzvah as soon as possible. And that's why in the Bayah Bris, we try to do it in the morning. There's a later custom. Some try to do it later on. It's not a discussion for now. But the reason why is Rizin Magdimin LaMitzvahs, especially Bayah Bris, because it's the Leida Arichta. We want to finish the birth. We want to give the child the name. Take off the Arla. And therefore it could be Mukshur LaTalmud Torah. And that's why we point out that we know Avram went from Avram to Avraham. And once he was called Avraham, he no longer is called Avram. Yet we find by Yaakov and Yisrael that even after the name change, we still call them by the name. Because by Yaakov and Yisrael, they were Yidden at the time. They already had the Bris Mila. So, but Avram, he didn't have, once he did the Bris Mila, it was Avraham. So therefore, at the Bris, he was called Avram. That was the Gemar HaLeda, and that's what his name was. But Yaakov was no one, but Kedusha was born already a Jew, so to speak, and therefore he kept the birth name as well. And then, as the Mefarshim say, Yaakov was, when we call him Yaakov, it is the father of the Shvatim, of the 12 tribes. When we call him Yisrael, he's working as part of the Klal, as the father of Klal Yisrael. And therefore we know, and also some point as well, but Yisrael as a girl as well, you don't wait to some discuss when you name the child, but also naming the child should be done as quickly as possible, because that's the Gemar HaLeda, that's what they point out, that naming your child, the name plays a major role, and therefore one has a little Ruach HaKodesh, and therefore the name is the essence of the individual, therefore you should do it as quick as possible. So we discussed the different schools of thought on what is the Jewish view on birthdays. So we have a mixed bag, as usual. We have Darugas HaBosem, who says, no, I mean, maybe there is something to birthdays, but it's not a happy celebration over joy. It has to be more like a Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. There is an element of Simcha, but it's a much more serious day. It has to be toned down. Do a Cheshbon HaNefesh. And the Minchas Elazar said, no, Noach Lo Adam, it's better you weren't born, so therefore, how could you possibly, why is it a day of celebration? It should be a time of sadness. On the other hand, you have Rav Tzadok HaKohen, who writes that, no, it's a happy day, Kedai HaLeda, Shemachabre Samisa, that was a mistake Hama made. He didn't realize that Moshe Rabbeinu was born in Adar. And therefore, it's like a Yortzeit, it's a Mazel Ra. But on Yom HaLeda, you should start Daf Yomi, you should start with a Chavrus, to start learning, start listening to a Shir. Whatever you're going to do, it's a good omen to start it on your birthday. And the Ben Yehoyada, right, that's the Pshat Rabbi Elazar ben Azarya, Hahu Yoma, that was his birthday, that's why Nisim happened. And he quotes that he celebrated birthdays in his home, and he quotes about a Minig Yafeh on the Yom HaBris, that you should celebrate the birthday. That's the Chasim Sofer. How do we reconcile the two pshatim in Rashi, 24 months, or was it 8 days? And the answer was, it was 2 years later, after he was weaned, but we celebrated the birthday on the Yom HaMila. That was the Minig Yafeh. And that's the pshat. Why do we celebrate a birthday on the Bris Mila? Because it's the continuation, it's the conclusion, it's the finishing off of the birth, that the physical birth happened, but the spiritual birth, the Olas Ephraim writes, the Bris Mila is machshir the kid for Torah, and therefore Rabbi Kiviga writes, even though the Ramah writes, you give it to the tzaddik if there's no father, lachnas b'briso shavram avinu, since the purpose of the Bris is to get you ready for Torah, and since, as the Rambam writes, it's the grandfather's obligation as well to make sure the child learns Torah, hence it's appropriate that the grandfather make the bracha, lahachnas bebriso, shalom ravino, and that's why Avraham's name stayed because that was his name given at the Brit Milah, but Yaakov also was Noah Bekedusha, therefore his name stays as well. And you try to name with Rizum Akdim and Lamitzus, you try to do the Brit as early as possible. Even for a girl, you should try to name the child as soon as possible because it's the Gemar Haleda. So, as always, different minhagim. There are those perhaps who follow the minhag of the Arukas Habosim and Michas Eliezer and do not celebrate birthdays. And then you have Rav Tzadok and the Ben Yehoyada who say it's a Jewish custom and it's a good idea that one can celebrate birthdays. It's an issue, do you celebrate your birthday on the day you were born, or do you celebrate your birthday on the Yom HaMilah?